NFL Sunday Ticket is now on YouTube and YouTube TV, which means that it just got easier to be an NFL fan, even if you live far away. Like, maybe you like the Bears, but you're hibernating in Panthers territory. But with NFL Sunday Ticket, your out-of-market team is never more than a short distance away, specifically the distance from you to your remote control. NFL Sunday Ticket, now on YouTube and YouTube TV. Go to youtube.com/presale to get $50 off.
Terms and embargoes apply. Offer ends 9/19. No refund. Subscription auto-renews.
You hear that sound? That's your wake-up call to download FanDuel to start getting more excitement, drama, and action out of every single play. Because that sound, that's the sound of the clock ticking on the 2023 NFL season. Now I know what you're saying. Hey, voiceover guy, there's plenty of football left. And to that I say, well, aren't you lucky? You've still got time to cherish the season before February comes around and Sunday is just that day you head to the grocery store to stock up on oat milk.
Great, 50 cents off. Woohoo.
The NFL season is precious, so this year get even more out of every pass, every rush, and every tackle with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed. Make every moment more with FanDuel. 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Welcome back to the Survival and Basic Badass Podcast, Kevin and Chuck. Today, well, we're going to talk about what's wrong with the world. Maybe it's what's right with the world. I don't know. We're going to talk about it. Either way, we're getting to the bottom of it. The big thing is the world's changing. And I don't know. It's crazy out there. I feel like we go through seasons, right? Like, you know, I mean, obviously there's been chaos in the world that's been much worse and crazier than times like now. But I also feel like that different, you know, we go through different phases, and this is definitely a crazy one. I feel like, you know, ever since COVID hit, it's been like taking a turn. I have to say, I did wake up to chaos this morning. I had apparently like a pack of dogs running back and forth on the outside of my fence this morning.
Uh-huh. And whose dogs were they? Your dogs?
And, you know, now my neighbor's got like a pack that just howls. The upside is with my, well, one, I live in the country where my neighbor is like a quarter mile away.
Mm-hmm.
And inside my house, you can't hear it at all, but you can when they're right outside the, you know, front door, right. They're yipping and whatever. So they're just running back and forth. And one of my dogs wakes up and it starts yelling, and then the kid's got a dog in the other room and he wakes up and starts going. And then the wife's like, we can't have dogs out in the street. They'll get hit by cars. We got to go. And she's out there barefoot chasing dogs up and down the road. And oh yeah, just,
and that's why God invented BB guns, man.
Is that what it is?
Just out the window, shoot them in the ass and they'll take off.
Kevin, that is not an appropriate reaction for that. But anyway, there's been a lot of chaos in the world, and just every day you wake up to the news and you just kind of cringe. It's funny, when I moved to North Carolina, my job changed in my schedule, my work life, but I still probably spend about 2 hours in the car. And I used to listen to talk radio and this and that all day long and hear all the chaos. And when I moved, I was like, that's it, I'm done with it. Because I can't control it, right?
Right.
You know, I'll go vote, but you're not going to control what's going on in Washington and, you know, what the Supreme Court decides and all this stuff. Obviously, we're going to vote for the right people, and I want that. And, you know, we're going to, you know, take as much action as we can. But, damn, what does it take, 20 minutes to become informed about the two idiot candidates, which one is less bad for you?
Yeah, so imagine this. Picture this. It's 2026. Is it 2024 that we're going in for the elections? 2024. It's November. You're going in. Presidential election is on. It's time to cast your vote. You go in there and you look at two people here. And one of these people, you have to tell yourself that one of these people is the most competent, intelligent, capable individual that the United States has to offer. And yeah, you just have to plug your nose and close your eyes and pretend like that's even reasonably, even remotely accurate. No, it's infuriating. But I mean, you know, the way I see it is, you know, George Washington said, you know, the two-party system was not a great idea because it was going to serve to divide the country. Turns out he was 100% right. And now we got two assholes that are both, you know, power hungry and perverts and fucking 100 years old, both showing signs of dementia. And yeah, we got to pretend that one of them is the best person that's ever lived.
Yeah, exactly. Now, like, Trump is so getting older, and you're like, man, you know, like, I thought, you know, all reasonable, he could hang in there for the 8 years in the beginning, you know, when this mm-hmm. first started. But yeah. Now we've had those 8 years are coming and going, right?
Right, right.
And now to think another 4 years.
Yeah, if you've seen him talk lately, that energy, that high energy is gone. They got, yeah. I don't know what the campaign is doing, but, you know, seemed like 4 or 5 years ago, they had him hopped up on all sorts of amphetamines.
Well, I would say, I think what they were doing with Hillary, right? Remember
yeah.
how
she, oh,
was
yeah.
like, she was either dead and couldn't show up to an event, or she was like, you know.
Right. Wired.
Super focused, you know? Yeah. She was, and I'm not saying like intelligent, but she just had the like.
Yeah. The focus. Yeah. It's the amount of Adderall that you're on that particular day really dictates it. And you're not going to convince me that both of those people, Trump and Hillary and Biden, are all on Adderall. You know, they both three of them sound like they're out of their fucking mind when they talk. You know, I can't understand what Biden's saying half of the time. It's all just like mumbled talking. He's not enunciating anything. Trump, on the other hand, I don't think I've ever heard him complete a sentence, like an entire sentence. You know, subject, verb, you know, predicate, all that. Yeah. Nah. It's just like slogans that come out and kind of trail off and go nowhere.
Yeah, nah, it's insane.
You say crazy shit with conviction, people think it makes sense.
And then Kamala's no better. She starts talking, and you're like, wait, you're not even old. Like, what's happening?
Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with you? It's terrifying. Anyway. It's terrifying. Right. The people that but are in charge of this country are terrifying.
Let's move away from our two our scary future there. That just upsets me and raises my blood pressure. But I think everything we're going to talk about is kind of going to just upset you and raise your blood pressure. But, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. So next, I can't help but wonder. They're talking about COVID's back.
Nice.
COVID, yeah, we got another round. I don't know. I'm a little worried about that. I mean, not that I'm worried about catching COVID. I'm worried about what it's going to do to our country. That's, mm-hmm.
Right.
What I'm worried about. The bottom line, they're saying Biden went to Congress and said, hey, can we get another round of funding for Pfizer? Because they didn't make enough money the last time.
Right, right.
And is there any way that we can give them just a shit ton of cash to develop a new vaccine? And this one is going to be the one that
CEO. He's scrimping and saving. He's eating ramen noodles every day. He cannot afford to live on the billions of dollars they made this year. So we got to load them up. We're going to mask up again, get our shots, you know, see if we can get our vitamin D. Maybe we should do that. Maybe you should just take vitamins and exercise and try and be healthy so that if you do get sick, you're not dying. I don't know. What am I though? I'm crazy person. That's just ridiculous thinking that like that.
Yeah, but the new one's like Aries or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Shoot me up, man. Just give me all the vaccines. You know, if we get enough of these, yeah, if they just keep shooting me up, eventually we'll all be like Captain America. You know what I mean? They're just gonna keep shooting us up with the super soldier serum, right?
That worked out pretty well for him. So maybe that's
the way to go. Just gotta I remember when I was in the Navy, when I first joined, they stick you with all sorts of stuff, man. Apparently I'm immune to anthrax for some reason. That doesn't, turns out that doesn't come up very often, but they gave me all those shots and all sorts of weird side effects came from that, you know?
But did you get COVID hardcore? Well, maybe you did. You were sick there one time, weren't you?
Yeah, I got COVID once. It wasn't too bad.
Okay.
I did. Yeah, I did. I mean, it was after I had the shot, you know, when they said you couldn't get COVID if you get the shot. I got the shot and then I got COVID, but yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, but Kevin, it was only not bad because you got the shot.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you got to remember. You just need to thank the government. It's like either way. You just like, thank the government. You know, even if you didn't get it and you didn't get the shot, that's just because you just got lucky.
Yeah. Who is in charge of developing that shot? Was it Kushner? Who was the one that was that Trump had in charge of getting them drugs ready? I think it was his son-in-law there. The guy that just made $2 billion for no particular discernible reason. Whatever.
Yeah. No, it's a crazy world. But yeah. So there's that. So there's COVID we got to worry about. Tell me about Ukraine. We got some kind of drone war going on.
Yeah. COVID coming back big. Drone war is starting. So you remember Star Wars, there was the Clone Wars. This is the Drone Wars. Same sort of thing, but drones instead of clones. You know what I'm saying? So they're ramping all of these drones up.
Yeah.
600 kilometers is the distance that they let the most recent drone attack into Russia, which they say that they can't communicate that far. And there must have been somebody in Russia taking over the controls of these drones as they passed a certain distance. Bombed the Peskov air base. I've never heard of that before, but blew up two transport aircraft. You know, a few million dollars there. It's a bit. They launched a whole shit ton of them. A lot of them got shot down, but a lot of them got through and still blew a bunch of shit up. They're not supposed to be bombing anything in Russia with NATO weapons. So these are all weapons developed by Ukraine, which is a big thing right now as they're ramping up these drones. So this is going to be the new modern warfare. You know what I mean? Constant drone attacks. And it's not just aerial drones, they're marine drones too. So Russia basically, their Navy is basically off the table. They stay in port. You know, they have control of southern Ukraine anyway. They don't need their Navy there. But as far as like shipping in supplies, they have to do it all by land or by air. Because then basically naval warfare is off the table right now. For few thousand dollars, they can cause millions of dollars of damage to these naval ships. So, you know, that's tricky. And Yevhen Prigozhin, right? Remember head of Wagner? Still dead. Turns out a bunch of people are saying that they did, you know, they did genetic testing on one of the bone fragments they found, and they said it was Prigozhin. Some people in Russia are saying that they're lying about it. They did the genetic testing. It wasn't him. He's still out there somewhere. You know, he's the boogeyman that's going to come and get you while you're sleeping. You know, if your mom tells you to go to bed and you don't go to bed on time, you know, you sneak up, stay up. Prigozhin's going to get you. He's going to get you.
Kevin, this is why we don't let you out of the house too much. I mean, this is why I have to have strict topics. Because
I know
it just goes anywhere.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We got to keep it wrapped up.
Yeah. Yeah. So he was the head caterer, right? He started as a hot dog guy selling hot dogs and shit and moved him up. So they said he was worth $1 billion when he died.
Nice.
It's a lot of money for being a caterer, you know, doing all right for himself. I mean, he was until he got exploded.
Well, yeah, there's that.
You know,
I
honestly thought he was going to drink like plutonium or something in his tea. You know, that's usually what happens to those guys in Russia. But
yeah, but exploding, that's the other way to go.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. Back to the old basics.
Right. Well, I tell you, after I was getting all the lighting and the microphones and the camera, everything ready for the episode today, I was thinking I might need to start an OnlyFans.
Yeah.
You see what I'm bringing to the table.
Yeah, you're a sexy dude. I like it. I like it. Yeah, I was thinking about that myself. But, you know, I feel like there are no women logging in to OnlyFans. You know, no. Doesn't matter if it's a naked dude or a naked woman. It's only men that are logging in to look.
So, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think I'm good.
No, I think that's right. Well, I got to say, so I was looking into that. I mean, this is the other angle that concerns me about the world. So they're like, oh yeah, you know, I don't know. I was talking to a buddy at work, and we have some free time there sometimes, and so we were looking in there. They have, you can do where you create like the new AI, right? All the crazy stuff we've been talking about, ChatGPT-4 and, you know, Midjourney and all these different things. Well, people are writing code to write like apps to make it do different things, and there's stuff you can do. So it'll create characters for you. So you can take and be like, hey, look, I like this pretty girl. I like this pretty girl. Can you combine all five? Maybe add this attribute, mm-hmm. and it'll create a new person. Now, then they're like, look, you can make an Instagram page with all these, you know, this new person you have. And right. you could put different scenes and backgrounds. But then they one-upped it. You could take a video and upload it with these different apps. If you search, like, create OnlyFans on YouTube or something, you know, create my own, not that, but AI-generated OnlyFans, something like that, right? So then they take you all through the different apps and how to set it up and whatever. They were like, oh, yeah, just take all these videos of people on Instagram or whatever. And if you put it in there, you can have it generate it with your character. And so it'll redo the video and it'll be your guy in there instead of theirs. And you can just make the world whatever you want. Well, here's my concern. So you can take Trump, throw him in there and make him do and say whatever you want him to say. And that's the world where you don't even believe your own eyes, you know, right. like anything can be anything.
I did see Trump and Biden doing a dance off in a video. So that was pretty impressive.
And how'd it look? Were they pretty sharp?
Yeah, it was pretty good. It's pretty, yeah. I mean, I know that Donald Trump and Biden could not move their bodies in that the way that they were dancing. I mean, just like regular, normal human movement, they're not capable of that, you know, but
I was thinking, so I watched it and I was like, you know, I could do something with this. And I was like, I need to put my face and then maybe take the video from, what is that Governator movie? Pumping Iron.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, throw myself in there. Maybe not the Governator, but maybe like, you know, what is it, Franco, whatever, or Lou Ferrigno?
Lou
Ferrigno
is the way to go. I always liked Lou Ferrigno more. Yeah.
Be the Hulk.
Uh huh.
And be like, yeah, just put me in there, make that, you know, appropriate. And you'd be like, yeah, all right. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. You know, hey, to each their own.
Now, can I use this to make myself a girlfriend?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a
given.
That's
the way to
go.
That's
basically there was a girl out there already. And she basically had AI scan all her text messages and all her everything so that AI could like think like her, right? Mm-hmm. Like it, you know, it said create a character based on me kind of thing.
Right.
And what it did was it said, all right, I need you to respond like I would respond to everybody. So she can be your fake girlfriend.
Nice. But she can't cook or do my laundry.
No, she doesn't cook or clean or any of the other inappropriate things that you're looking for. Right.
So, basically how I'm treated by every good looking girl.
If you play it right, I mean, she might be able to show you a boob or something, you know, that's, you know, okay. Hey, whatever, you know, whatever. Yeah. But
I'm a grown man. I've seen enough boobs. I'm all right.
And I feel like if you're not editing out all the nagging, harassing,
right.
You know, how do you, does AI start nagging and harassing you? You know, is that where you end up?
Uh-huh.
Uncle Whiskey says the Cherry 2000. I seem to recall that. I don't know. That's ugly. So there's that. So we have that going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Aliens are still a thing.
Aliens are still a thing, right?
Yep. It's getting boring though. No like new stuff coming out, you know, no messages from the aliens, no actual pictures of craft. I'm starting to think that alien crafts are blurry in real life. You know what I mean? It's not just shitty pictures. You could have a great picture of it. It's just blurry. That's just how that shit looks in real life.
That or we still haven't made a good camera, you know? I feel like there's nothing. I don't know. We get, you see people have some pretty great shots of the moon and whatever, but I feel like it's like time-lapsed 30, you know, 30 frames and, you know, they, it's not.
Right. A long exposure or something. Yeah. Yeah, and yeah. I agree with Slow Burn. I was hoping for a Mars Attacks type thing. You know, do you remember that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Where they killed all of Congress? It was great. Yes. Yeah.
Kevin, that is not appropriate. We're not allowed to say that on the internet.
I just want the aliens to do it, and I'm not saying I'm going to.
Aliens. Okay, that makes sense. And that's just because they're going to bring down better leadership, right? That's going to step in. And
yeah, yeah, I'm sure. You know, if the aliens came on, you know, took over all the TV and radio, and they're like, we've killed all of your government officials, everybody would just cheer. They'd be like, you know, it wouldn't be as scary as the aliens might think it is. Everybody would be like, oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. You took the government out.
Yeah. No, I don't know that. Yeah, I think there would be some relief there if. I mean, that's the thing. How many of your problems, when you think of what stresses you out in the day, how many of them are caused by your government?
Well, the fact that a third of my paycheck is gone before I even get it, that's a major issue.
Before you get it, and then another third is taken out as you spend because everything's taxed to death.
Everything's taxed. My health insurance is through the roof, so that goes there goes another half of it. I'm left with $8. I work, you know, 80 hours a week and get $17 in my check every week.
Yeah. So. No, exactly.
What are you gonna do? Everybody gotta get their cut.
Yeah. No.
But it doesn't help that I live in New York. I mean, they got the state taxes right on top of everything else.
They get a big cut.
They get it almost as much as the federal government.
And that's the thing. So I see them plotting together your government in New York. It's I saw it. There's a coalition, and it's Bloomberg, because he's a nut job.
Right.
And Bloomberg has got, you know how he kept trying to get the mayors together? Like, they were doing the anti-gun thing, and they were all going to be like, all the different cities. So now, he's getting everybody, New York City signed it, all these other places, that they're going to have, they're all signing a pledge that by 2030, which is not that far away, again, this is, you know, Bloomberg crazy. It's not reality. All right.
Right,
I'm not saying this is what's really going to happen. Don't think I'm naive. All right. But they all signed a pledge that they're like, yeah, we're going to have zero meat consumption per person. That
people
will only do. And this is cities, not, you know, whatever.
Right, right. And but they did like, that shit with soda. Do you remember that shit when he was the governor or the mayor in New York? He banned sodas over 60 ounces or some bullshit.
Yeah, well,
come
on,
guy.
Kevin, do you really want to be around fat people? I mean, like, you know, and I'm not
I want to be able to be fat if I want to be fat.
I'm
That's
not
up to
talking
me.
My beer belly or whatever. I'm talking morbidly obese.
Yeah, like 350.
350. Those people shouldn't be allowed to live. That's how we all need to agree and just decide that, you know, we need to control people and decide what they do.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, hey.
Right. Yeah, no, it's one of those things, man. Somebody asked why I didn't, why I haven't moved from New York, but somebody's got to stay here, man. Somebody's got to stay and push back. Same thing in California. We got to have some reasonable people out there to push back. Otherwise, it's just going to collapse into chaos.
Yeah.
You know? Government controlled everything.
Yep. Yeah, I don't think you're winning.
No, I vote. You know, I've been voting against Chuck Schumer for 20 years, and he keeps getting elected. I don't even know how it's possible.
You know what I can never figure out is Mitch McConnell. How does that guy keep winning? And it doesn't make any sense. These people, they're like, well, he has a lot of power. He had that stroke thing.
He has multiple strokes on live TV, and everyone's like, no, he's fine. He's fine. His brain doesn't work, but it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. You know,
he looked. Do you ever see that movie, Pan's Labyrinth?
Yeah.
It's in all in Spanish, and there's dude with no eyeballs, and he holds them up in his hands. If you haven't seen it, if you know who I'm talking about, dude looks just like Mitch McConnell.
Yeah. So yeah, not exactly. So I got Chris. I'm gonna bring him in so we can get some more insight.
All right, we're on,
and we'll see. We're gonna see. All right, now we got Chris. I gotta find morning. So.
Oh yeah, sorry about that. I really apologize.
No worries. So we're doing a show on we're doing kind of the topics of the day, and then we're going to wrap up, and then we're going to start over. Chris has an amazing story that we're going to do next on crossing the border.
Yeah. So no, it's cool, guys, but yeah, let's talk some current events. But, I heard you guys talking about our stroking out politicians.
So we got
it's
Ukraine.
Fantastic.
We got, I don't know. It's just kind of getting out of hand. I guess you got the whole ammo.com thing going. What, have you seen all these like handgun laws? Everything is like nonstop. The ATF's going in people's doors is the last one that I saw. Is the ATF's knocking on people's doors saying, "Hey, we know you bought this item that was legal when you bought it, and mm-hmm. now it's not. And we just want to put you on notice that we know you have it. You need to get rid of it. So it's official that you know. And like, I guess they're, if you have it, you can, you know, turn it in to us right now. Or just know that you've officially been warned when we come in and shoot your dog that it's going to be, I don't know. Have you seen any of this going on?
I have.
The videos, whatever? Yeah.
It's insane. I mean, it's a straight up Fourth Amendment violation. I mean, it's like, show me the warrant. I'm sorry. If ATF comes knocking on my door, I'll be like, warrant? Nope. Okay, bye. You know, it's like, I'm not answering the door. That's all there is to it. The closest thing I can say is jackbooted thugs. I mean, that's really kind of where we're at with the ATF at this point. It is probably the most unconstitutional organization I have ever seen. It's unnecessary. And I mean, ATF is way overstepping their constitutional boundaries at this point, and it's just not acceptable. But of course, this administration loves that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's nice to have somebody that can scare the shit out of everybody. You don't even have to enforce the laws if you scare everybody away from doing anything that you know, might be illegal at some future date, right?
Well, they're just making it up as they go. Well,
yeah, exactly. They go back to Nazi Germany, had that, I guess it was Hitler kind of, or maybe his guys, Goebbels there or whatever, but, came up with that whole zero tolerance thing and they kind of started that. And that really worked so well with their gun control and all that, where it was, you know, hey, you know, there was such a stigma to it, you know, and that's, you know, people were talking about, oh, remember they were suspending kids in school for making hand pistols, or there was some stupid, weird story that made no sense about a kid eating a sandwich shaped like a gun and they suspended this kid. And I'm like, you know, like, one, I can't imagine a kid where they would be like, you know what I should do? Like, I understand kids playing with toy guns and wanting to use, you know, a stick, but you're really going to eat your sandwich into something? Like, that's not something I'm making a toy with, all right?
I mean, you need your permit for your sandwich, right? You can concealed carry sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. But that's the thing, though, is they make it where there's such a fear and a stigma of it. Well, if I do anything wrong, you know, I don't want to ride in the car with my buddy Jim because Jim has a gun, and now if I'm with him, even though it might be legal, I don't really know the rules. It's just terrifying. And, you know, you basically, you know, shun people so much that
self-policing, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how you do it, right? You get everybody to rat out on their neighbors, and that's they're doing their job for you at that point.
Yeah, the whole Stasi thing.
Exactly. No, Uncle Whiskey. Yeah, kid drew the state of Florida and got suspended. Nah, it's ridiculous at this point. It's just so out of hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good stuff. The ATF. I mean, that always just bothered me as in general as a government agency. You know what I mean? All those things are, you know, American culture.
Yeah, it is. It should be a convenience store, not a government organization.
Right. So that's just a fun afternoon. But
right. That's a good time. But yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's like we have this organization that knows nothing about firearms, is making up laws, going around Congress, you know, and it's like, oh, we say this is illegal. Okay, you and who else? It's like Congress hasn't said it's illegal. And so it's just ridiculous. They're completely out of hand at this point. And I would be more than happy to see that organization get abolished.
Yeah. It's like the fun police. Jeez.
Uh-huh.
All right. Do you want to wrap up and go to the next show?
I think we are probably ready. So you guys, if you can hang in there, we're going to do an episode on crossing the border. You got a little promo. It's going to be worth it, right?
Oh yeah. Buckle your safety belts, because this is a story, guys. You are in for a treat.
All right. So are there cartels? Are there
No coyotes, but it was an adventure.
It gets hairy, huh?
It was an adventure, to say the least.
All right. So anyway, I appreciate you guys sticking around. I love all the comments and everything. So also wanted to remind you guys that we have Patreon. At patreon.com/preppingbadass. You guys want to support the show. We have these badass mugs, t-shirts, cool stuff that you can get in on. We still have some prepping badass patches to go with the stuff if you sign up. Somebody did sign up last week. You have to send me and let me know what you're after. I think I sent an email. Anyway, preppingbadass@gmail.com. If you have thoughts, concerns, whatever, you can also get badass gear at preppingbadass.com. So with that, stay safe, and I will talk to you guys next week.
KeyBank, we understand what you need to run a middle market company. We bring a team of strategists and problem solvers to design and deliver solutions critical to your business's success. KeyBank offers industry expertise, investment banking and capital markets, payment automation, loans and lines of credit, plus equipment financing. Connect with your local KeyBank team. Learn more at key.com/commercial.